Heart and Talent Radio.
More Heart Than Talent Radio is brought to you today by the Golden Mastermind Seminars blog. If you own a business, you're in sales, or you want to overcome your emotional state, the Golden Mastermind Seminars blog is designed to shortcut the learning curve so you can reach your goals quickly. You'll find topics about prospecting, closing, emotional resilience, prosperity, and so much more. Go to goldenmastermind.com/blog to check the Golden Mastermind Seminars blog now.
The art of acceptance. Being able to accept a compliment, being able to receive, feeling worthy, the ability to deserve. Deserve means day of service. When someone gives you a compliment, be able to receive it and then state back to the person, thank you. Even today, I gave someone a compliment. It went completely over their head because it was not something that they're accustomed to. It's not an expectation. A large percent of society expects to be criticized. Now, if you grew up with passive-aggressive people in your circle of influence, if you never felt good enough, if you constantly made mistakes, if you were overwhelmed, late, any multitude of situations, if you got sent back a grade, or you were labeled a slow learner, ADD, any multitude of situations, this can affect your emotional state, your self-esteem. Now, if you grew up in this kind of environment, there's a high probability that being able to accept compliments, being able to accept money, being able to accept a reward will be challenging for you. If you've been conditioned to behave in a way that giving becomes a way of life, you'll also have challenges stating your clearly defined short-term goals. You'll have challenges breaking down meaning, coming from purpose, cause, in any multitude of situations that will allow you to feel the emotional feelings of success. If you lost your innocence, were conditioned to behave in a way that you had to take care of a family, you had to pay, you had to donate your share of whatever earnings you made to the family to support the family as a child or a teenager, there's a high probability that you will have challenges receiving, accepting, and deserving. And coupled with the fact that the art of asking will evade you because you'll feel anxious about being rejected and abandoned. Our emotions give off a corresponding response. If we don't feel worthy or good enough, we are in a mixed message, transmuting our feelings from a very low level of vibrational energy. However, if you are in a place right now tonight that you are ready to receive, and you are moving into a place called conscious awareness, letting go of the cause that creates the effect, then you have already started addressing this word denial. If you've lived in denial, meaning you don't understand why you do what you do, you don't understand why you get overwhelmed, you don't understand why you're unorganized, why you're chronically late, and why you avoid changing, and you continue to say, I don't know, how do I? I don't know, how do I? That is what the state of denial is. It's a neurochemical state where you perpetuate the same set of feelings from fear, anxiety, and doubt, creating the same emotional state based on anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, and apathy. That keeps you in a very low state of energy. If you desire to build a business in free enterprise, fire your boss, break through, reinvent yourself, attract a soulmate, a playmate, someone that you can collaborate with, if you seek to attract teammates, employees, contractors to build your dreams, your dream house, it's important that you're able to have a communication style that's conducive to an outcome. But if you've been conditioned to give and serve, then you'll have challenge being able to deliver the service and the value. But if your value comes from giving, then there's a high probability that your diminished value creates a low energetic state. Many people have challenges accepting, have challenges asking, they have challenges with receiving, they have challenges deserving, and their auditory skills tend to not hear compliments or hear praise. If you grew up where you were highly criticized and you couldn't please people in your circle of influence, if you had a brother or a sister who picked on you and you come along and you're going to rob them of some of what they're already not getting, or that's the story they get, there's a high probability that will affect you neurologically, emotionally, and it will put you in a low vibrational energetic state where you transmute your feelings from anxiety, fear, and doubt. However, if you've been listening to my content, you've been reading Dr. Joe Dispenza, David Hawkins, Fred Allen Wolf, Bruce Lipton, who wrote the book, The Biology of Belief, Greg Braden, or any content that really breaks down cause and effect. Louise Hay, unequivocally, is one of the greatest writers and most prolific writers of all time when it comes to mind-body connections. Or Catherine Ponder, who wrote Open Your Heart to Receive. She also wrote another groundbreaking book in the late 50s, early 60s, called The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. Those books are in every Unity bookstore. I started reading those books in the late 80s, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. Prosperity means in the flow, the hands-free zone. As you move into a higher state of awareness, a higher state of consciousness, you will attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill those feelings. As you continue to stay in a low level of emotional energy based on a low self-esteem, where you constantly enable, over-obligate, and give, and you are practicing the art of serving, then you'll have challenges understanding the separation between serve us and serving. Serving means that you tend to over-obligate yourself, attempting to create an identity based on rewards for taking care of others. Now, that's not a black and white situation, because there is merit to being able to be a caretaker. You can actually get paid for being a caretaker. You can actually be a very good server in a restaurant, and situations like that where you're compensated what the free market will bear on any given night. But you also want to be very comfortable in being able to deliver great service and value. But if you devalue yourself because you perceive yourself to have no value, then it makes it very challenging for you to be in business, because you'll operate in this situation. I haven't, so I can't. I haven't made any money, so I can't ask anyone for money. Well, you don't ask for money. You learn to ask for a commitment. That means you put yourself, you're making yourself the issue. Unfortunately, many people do that. They say, I haven't, so I can't. Now, if that is you, you can let go of that identity tonight and move into a higher level of awareness, where you have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect, why you do what you do, so you can separate your feelings from the events. That's what the term let go means. Letting go is not a how do I. Letting go is an I am state. And when you begin to accept where you are, and see, acceptance is huge when it comes to transformation. When you learn to accept that you're an emotional addict, then you can begin to move into recovery. But if you stay in denial, in a non-acceptance stage, in a place called force, and you can't find someone to violate you, then you'll violate yourself by being critical. Force requires an opposition. Force requires conflict. And what many people do is they'll over-obligate themselves. They don't get the rewards they're seeking. They make the people wrong who didn't give them the rewards that they were seeking. And now they're a victim, feeling victimized, transmuting from a very low level of emotional etheric energy. And if you've lived in victimhood, then you've lived in struggle. And if you've lived in struggle, then also, once again, that means that you're going to be operating in a very low resistant state. Struggle and victimhood creates resistance. You resist change. You resist letting go, because it is all you know. If struggle is a way of life, then struggle would contradict your identity. By letting go of struggle, you are acknowledging, by accepting the fact that you're a hardaholic, that you've been a noble struggler, that you've been challenged most of your life, and that you tend to over-obligate yourself and not get the rewards that you seek. Now, as you begin to live in a place called rigorous honesty, as you become honest with self, as you begin to let go, you begin to raise your emotional vibration, your energetic emotional energy. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape these feelings, you start to move into a higher level of awareness, and it's in that awareness that you no longer struggle. Struggle has no value. However, struggle and being a victim has a payoff, because it allows you to avoid. It allows you to avoid the responsibility of changing, the responsibility of succeeding, the responsibility of building a culture, a team, and the responsibility of having good habits. An addict always wants a little more drama, a little more chaos, a little more conflict, a little more force, so they can be the role of the power force, or the counter force. But addicts also have challenges with honesty, because if they got honest, Then it would put them in a position that they would be responsible. But most people that stay overwhelmed get way overwhelmed about a future situation that hasn't happened. As you begin to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, and you start to put the word meaning into practice, what does it mean to let go? What would it mean to succeed? What is the meaning of why you're going to quit a job? Meaning is purpose. Meaning is the cause. If you're not purpose-driven or cause-driven, then you'll stand behind the glass, tapping on the glass, saying, freedom's out there, but I don't know how to get through this glass that I can see through. That glass typically is an illusion. That glass is called control. If you're in control of being out of control, that leads to being disappointed. Now, what does it mean to be out of control? Out of control means you're so in control of your control that you feel overwhelmed. That's what the out of control statement means. When you're out of control, you're overwhelmed. When you're overwhelmed, you don't have the responsibility to change, because then you can say this, I don't know where to start. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm always overwhelmed. I'm always worried. I'm a chronic worrier. I'm worried all the time. That's control. When you speak like that, you're speaking like an addict. Addicts talk like addicts talk to stay addicted. Now, I'm talking about the addictions and the emotions that drive your inactions. Your actions are going to be driven by meaning, by purpose, by cause. Your addictions are going to be driven by words of lack, words of non-commitment. Your inactions are going to be driven by being overwhelmed. When you're overwhelmed, you have no responsibility. When you're overwhelmed, you're in a reaction state. When you're in recovery, you're not in reaction, you're in a response state. You're able to respond to the stimulus at hand. You're able to adapt and adjust. You're able to be in the flow, in the moment. You're able to ask the questions in a sequence without anxiety about being rejected. If you've been rejected or abandoned, and that's a huge component of your identity, then you're going to be sensitive and defensive. Your feelings get hurt easily. You're wounded. You walk through life being wounded, a hardaholic, worried all the time. You're going to be in a place where you're afraid you're going to make a mistake. You're going to get in trouble. Now, when you transmute feelings from this kind of anxiety, you are relegated only to people like you. You're going to attract your reality people of like mind that will come together for a common cause, to be a victim, to be a struggle, to be sensitive and defensive, to be overwhelmed, to continue to perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over. So when you actually commit and you move out of rejection consciousness and you begin to accept that where you are is where you are, but when you continue to say, I can't believe I'm here, I should be somewhere else, that's denial. That means you're not honest, you're not open, you're not ready to receive, you're not ready to understand that you are where you are, because you are the sum total of all the events that shaped your anxiety, your fear and doubt. As you have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect, and you be and stay committed. Commitment is a be state. Commitment isn't something you do. Recovery is not something you do. Recovery is a state of recovery where you're in an emotional state called awareness. When you are overwhelmed, you're in anxiety. That anxiety creates a neurochemical response based on an unresolved set of issues that you continue to perpetuate to create an identity. As you stop identifying with that identity, as you move into acceptance, acceptance is recovery. And as you begin to recover, your energy shifts, your energy changes. Your communication style changes. You will no longer have the gaps and delays in your communication. You will feel much better about self. You will be able to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. You will start to change who you attract. Your circle of influence will improve. You will sit in the front row rather than the back row. You'll be able to hire a series of coaches that will empower you. You will see the value. You'll create the money because you know you are worthy. You know you are you deserve it. But when you continue to talk from lack, because you lack the ability to let go, because you can't accept where you are, then you will talk yourself out of creating the resources. You'll talk yourself out of learning the skills. You'll talk yourself out of breaking through. Then you'll continue to tiptoe quietly through life, and you will continue to be and stay average. Now, when the pain is great enough, when you've suffered enough, when you are committed to no longer being the mind-body connection that creates your overwhelmed, anxious state of fear and doubt, when you are so broken that you break, when you're at rock bottom or any other multitude of situations that lead to that place that you said, I'm so done with this, then that's the place you can begin to accept. Acceptance is awareness. Awareness is honesty. Honesty is integrity. Integrity begins recovery. Because once you moved into integrity, now you won't lie to yourself. You won't lie to others. If you're emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, you'll either lie to yourself or lie to your others about the situation. You'll sneak the pizza. You'll sneak the food. You'll sneak the money. You'll use debit and credit to support your ventures. You'll hide the alcohol. You'll lie to yourself about commitment dates, because you can't really commit. When you can't commit, you're in denial. You're in denial of how chronically overwhelmed you are as a chronic over-obligator, under-earner, chronic commitment phobic. If you're commitment phobic, you can't ever really commit. So you'll lie about the dates that you're going to commit. You'll lie to yourself. And this doesn't mean you're a liar, but it means it keeps you in a state of denial. As you begin to understand the anger and the blame that you use, you'll start to confront your excuses. But when you continue to say to yourself, I'm not good at confrontation, that means you can't confront yourself. Confrontation is really carefrontation. It means you care enough about yourself and others that you can carefront the situation to let go of why you do what you do. That becomes acceptance. Acceptance means that you accept the fact that you've been through a series of challenges. You're not blaming others. You understand others. You start to understand predictability. You understand why people do what they do. You'll confront your excuses because you'll start to monitor your communication style. As you begin to heal the past, the power of forgiveness becomes a skill. You begin to accept the fact that others have violated you, taken advantage of you, rejected you, and abandoned you. But you'll also begin to understand how you created your own situation. You'll start to be aware of your role in the way that you set yourself up to be disappointed. When you begin to do this, that's honesty, that's integrity, that's being genuine, that's being authentic, that's calling a spade, that's understanding the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. And you do this in a level of humility that you don't make other people wrong. You don't get in the ring with people. You don't point out other people's deficiencies unless it merits it. You walk away from conflict not because you're a pacifist, because you're intelligent. You understand it's not worth the effort because you've become so consciously aware that you can accept that you can't change others. You don't try to change others. You don't try to put someone in a treatment center who's not willing to let go. You don't try and intervene in situations where an intervention isn't required. You stay in your power so you're not playing the counterforce to the force to someone else's drama, chaos, or conflict. It means you are you and you are free. As you begin to have a higher level of awareness, a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect, as you become more emotionally intelligent, as you tap into the Akashic records, the morphogenic field, the quantum field, you will start to create a new equation called 2 plus 2 that equals 16. The quantum leap will begin to show up more frequently in your life because you are closely aligned with an expectation that you now expect. Your goal setting becomes much more real. You're able to articulate your feelings into words. What you're doing now has meaning. But see, what you're doing has no meaning, then it's meaningless. And that's what happens to so many people. I'll ask 10 people a goal, and 9 out of 10 will say, I want to help people, I want to travel, and I want freedom. Well, that's great, but what does that mean? When you can break down what freedom means, where you're going to travel and when, what inspiring others and empowering others really means, when you move up the emotional scale from help to empowerment, now you're in power. When you continue to want to help others, now you're down in a very low energetic state called codependence. Because if your objective is to help others, then you're going to attract your reality people and situations who require your help. But if your objective is to empower others, you'll attract people who believe what you believe. And as you let go of your limiting beliefs, your overwhelmed state of feelings, as you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect, as if you begin to understand that you deserve a coach, not that you need one, you deserve it. And not that you need one, but you're capable of finding the resources. You're in the flow. You attract your reality frequently. People in situations that foster your feelings. As you practice letting go becomes a skill. It's so skilled that it becomes automatic, autonomic, auto-suggestion. There's an occlusal alignment, and letting go becomes easy. As you begin to accept others for who they are, you can begin to accept yourself. When you understand predictability, you will understand that human beings are predictable. And then the human doings who want conflict, they're equally as predictable. You'll be able to accept a narcissistic, passive-aggressive perpetrator and not feel violated by them or feel compelled to have to make them wrong. When you're able to pick up and understand why people do what they do, then you will be able to understand why they do what they do, and you'll be able to let them go easily and effectively. You'll start to practice a word called detachment. Now, detachment sounds contradictory to some people. The people that want to be right want to get in the ring with me on this term detachment. Don't you think it's heartless? And when I point out detaching from being an addict is not heartless, detaching from addiction is recovery. And as you begin to no longer be the mind-body connection, to the people that you surround yourself who keep you in their circle of influence that keeps them in an emotionally addicted state, then you will be able to let go of some of the people who no longer keep you in that same state of overwhelm. As you let go of being overwhelmed, now you can begin to become more organized. When you're overwhelmed, you're going to be unorganized, undisciplined, unaware, unevolved. But as you begin to really step into your power and stand in your power, because you understand that power stands alone, you don't require others because you are good enough. Now, you still can collaborate with others, but you don't have to rely on others. And when you're able to let go of detachment, now you can build a team, you can build a sales funnel, you can build a sales force, a real estate business, and you're not attached to the outcome. Now, that sounds contradictory to many people because creating an outcome is a goal. Well, in this context, it means that you may not achieve the goal on the exact same date, but you're so committed that you know it's going to be short-term return. You know that you're going to create what you committed to because you are committed. When you are committed, you move beyond interest. When you've moved beyond interest, you've gone beyond the idea. See, many people are in love with the idea of success, but they don't embrace success. Success sometimes is a 24/7 principle. It means you live it, breathe it, operate in it, and are committed to it. And you'll have to let go of the word balance at sometimes, because balance is like beauty. It's going to be in the eye of the beholder. When you are committed, you accept the fact that you will do whatever is required. You'll stay in the game long enough to master the emotions that will allow you to be the exceptional entrepreneur that you know you are capable of becoming. And you'll let go of you'll let go of being attached to certain dates because you know you're going to get there, while you also can set a date to complete a goal. Now, when you come from that kind of energy, that is power, and it's that kind of power that you will attract your reality, people who can accept themselves, people who embrace personal responsibility. As you begin to transcend your ego and let go of your energy that keeps you in an emotionally overwhelmed state, as you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you chronically avoid. If you're a chronic avoider, what it means is you're avoiding responsibility, the responsibility of change, the responsibility of succeeding, the responsibility of empowering others, the responsibility of hosting a Facebook Live, the responsibility of holding others accountable, I ask them a series of questions, the responsibility of having a dialogue with money that's conducive to create it, the responsibility of learning how to let go. It means you move out of denial. You move into an acceptance state, and you begin to accept who you are, where you are, committed to being in a different emotional body on a dedicated block of time. And it's that kind of honesty, that kind of commitment, that will allow you to begin to move up into a place called the hands-free zone. And in the hands-free zone is where magic begins. It's magical, mythical, and when you start to understand the magic is within you, then you won't give power to someone else's non-magic because you are the magic. And when you start to stand alone and start to really be that man and woman you know you're capable of being, that's when people find you attractive. They don't find you attractive when you're weak. They don't find you attractive when you're addicted. They don't find you attractive when you're overwhelmed. They don't find you attractive when you're anxious. They find you attractive when you have self-esteem. When you have self-esteem, you don't have to validate and justify that this is your first day of self-esteem. Many people avoid self-esteem because they're not sure if they can control it. What they are in control of is the same identity that keeps them broke, broken, overwhelmed financially and emotionally, in a state of very low vibration. When the pain is great enough, when you've suffered enough, when you're committed to letting go, then you will no longer be the mind-body connection to the event, because you are you and you are free. And it's that type of emotional state that you're able to not only transcend your ego, you begin to live in a very relaxed body called humility. In humility, you don't require any conflict. You're not going to be in the ring with people. You're not going to prove anyone wrong. You're not going to waste your time energetically on a term called revenge. You're not going to lay in your bed plotting the revenge you're never going to take on someone, because you know you're not going to do it, but you do it to seduce yourself into believing that one day, mythically, magically, you're going to get even. This is the biggest waste of time and energy an addict spends, is in their head. It's in your head, not in your heart, not in your body, that most people stay, because it's safe, the neocortex of their left brain. You're not conditioned to use your right brain. You're conditioned to use the brain of reason. You're conditioned to memorize content that you never use. You're conditioned to cram for a test. You're conditioned to learn knowledge. Well, knowledge is not street sense. Knowledge is book sense. And when you let go of book sense and start to master street sense, you'll start to understand a term called how to round money up. When you let go of your anxiety about money, because money has no anxiety about you, when you stop worrying about an entity that has no worry, money doesn't worry. Money's not worried about you. Money shows up in the hands of people who are skilled at it. As you start to master the emotional skills, as you start to master the skills of being and staying in recovery, then you will let go of your anxiety about how you're going to get there. How long is it going to take? Who am I going to be? What am I going to do? I'm not sure if I can pull that off next week. Oh, my God, the holidays are coming up. Well, that has no relevance other than the relevance you give it. When you start to really stand in your power, you're in a different level of gravity. You're not wobbling. You're solid. Your feet, you're flexible. You can move on command if required. You're not rigid any longer. You're able to be in the flow. You're in the hands-free zone. You're in the zone. You're creating quantum leap results. 2 + 2 = 16. You're not attached to an outcome. You're not worried about an outcome because you know your fair share, your ship, your truck is coming in. And when you're no longer the mind-body connection, the events that create your anxiety, you are you and you are free. You are free of your mind, free of your ego, free of the past, so you can live in a place called the present. In the present, you're not consumed with regret from the past or anxiety to the future. You are you and you are free. You are here and you are now. It's in that emotional state that people find you attractive because your features are different. You're not puffy and bloated. You're not overwhelmed. You have a smile on your face rather than being so serious that you have a headache. You're not going to subluxate your neck, back, and lower lumbar because you're going to be in alignment. When you're in alignment, you're in tune. When you're in tune, you are one with. And in that one with state, you will not be denied because you are transmuting your feelings from acceptance. I accept that I'm on this journey, and I will stay in this journey empowering others as long as required for me to achieve mine and their objectives. Your word choices change because you know that you know that you cannot change without words that foster change. You can't commit by needing to. It doesn't happen. You can't need to commit. You commit. And when you use words of hesitation, levitation, pontification, then you will avoid and you will be a procrastinator. When the pain is great enough and you're no longer the mind-body connection to your avoidance tendencies, now you can relax and step into the flow.
Thank you for listening to More Heart Than Talent Radio. If you enjoyed today's content and are inspired to reach the next level of your life and business, today you can discover the breakthrough experience with my free digital coaching program designed to shortcut the breakthrough process. In this 4-part free training, you're going to learn principles and techniques 7-figure income earners use to manifest, create, and to become abundant in any endeavor. To receive this free training, go to Jeffrey Combs, digitalcoaching.com to sign up now.